Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR Morning Show. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Got some fun things lined up for you in this hour. Coming up, words and phrases that are overused so much they have lost all meaning. Got a that ain't right story about a woman and a cat. And we got some great stories of the day, good stories of the day for you, all that. We're getting to our schedule and plenty more. We kick off the 10 o'clock hour the way we like to around here with some entertainment news. Now, I know I did want to reference this real quick. Longtime listeners out there, remember Quality Plus Printing joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Mm-hmm. For those still loving that segment, that is still with us. It's just over on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yes.
Starting next week, catch it at 8 o'clock.
Right. The top of the hour, yep.
Yeah, we'll kick it off. We'll kick off the week, the day, mm-hmm. that hour at least with us. Phil Hartley joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday over on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
It's the same as always, yep.
The Met Gala was just recently. I don't know exactly what day it was, but I know people were talking about it, so it just happened. And I know because it was also going on at the same time. Oh, yeah, it was the other day, because it was going on at the same time that Game 1 of the Knicks-Boston series began as part of the NBA playoffs.
Right. Mm.
And a very exciting series. You got two rivals going against each other, two very good teams and all that. And that's all pretty good. But this is quite interesting. Kylie Jenner flew solo to the Met Gala on Monday because Timothy Chalamet was spending time with his other person, the New York Knicks.
Sorry, they take precedence.
They kind of do. The Knicks had a big playoff game that night against the Celtics, and Timothy was holed up somewhere watching it on a tablet. After New York came back from a 20-point deficit to win by 3 in overtime, he posted a picture saying, quote, blank something myself. This game is insane. Shaking. What a win. He has been on the record as being a gigantic New York Knicks fan. Mm-hmm. And this is not the first time that he skipped things to do this. The only thing he will not do is if he has work. He will, the work comes first. But he is, any chance... This is important for actors like him. He has got a rising star going on, mm-hmm. and he's got to hit on that and keep that momentum right. going for as long as he can. It will end. It ends for everybody. Mm-hmm. And it hopefully will probably come back and then go away again mm-hmm. or whatever. But right now, he's riding a high that few actors get. And he's got to hit on this. And I guarantee you, his creative artists agency, which is the greatest in the world, mm-hmm. Is on him about that's the, one of the biggest events of the whole year.
Right.
You get your face out there, pretty boy. You get out there, you put on a funny costume, and you get out there with one of the Jenners, and you sell us some movie tickets. There's no way that they're not on him about this. Mm-hmm. And this kid just like, look, you can fire me if you want. I'm watching the Knicks. And
totally calling their bluff, by the way. They're not firing Timothy Chalamet. Right.
But no. But he's been, to that point, Seth, he's always been this way.
That's true.
Like, even before, he was no household mm-hmm. name and everything. And not just with this, but he has missed big events like the Met Gala mm-hmm. to go to, like, I think a cousin's birth or something like that. And, like, things like
that's
that.
Cool.
Which is just, these actors are human beings, and they should be allowed to live their lives, not just be at the beck and call of these giant corporations and people with the money.
People don't realize that as soon as you sign that contract as an actor, that studio feels like they own you.
Right.
And they send you all over the place and everything. And these younger actors, I say even going back to Daniel Radcliffe, they're not doing it that way.
No.
They're not going to do it that way. And if you don't like that to Daniel Radcliffe, he comes to Hollywood after Harry Potter and is taking this MO with him, and they're like, no, we're not going to agree to that. So he's like, okay, I'll just find work in the independent film industry, and does this and this and this. And
does theater, does other things.
So beloved.
And is so successful.
So successful. And
proves that they don't have to kowtow to these mm-hmm. big, giant
yep.
movie makers.
I've been thinking this for a good three or four years now, and I don't know. I've been waiting to say it, I'm not talking about the old school actors like Shirley Temple and some of that or anything. I'm talking more like modern era, greatest child actor career there's been. Like Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
Period.
It like, really period. Seems that way.
End of discussion. Like, there's some great ones. There's some Drew Barrymore's, Haley Joel Osment has had a nice career and everything. And
Elijah Wood.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yep.
You know, great, great careers. Nobody has had to break type like Daniel Radcliffe has with one of the most famous characters in all of fiction, let alone done it successfully to the point where I never even think about him as Harry Potter anymore.
Right.
Well, I never even think about it. There's at least four or five roles I could say off the top of my head that I really enjoyed him in that I think about before I even think about Harry Potter. It's incredible to think about how hard some actors have had to work and struggle to break type and right. still haven't done it. Yet this kid has just done it right. And the younger actors, most of that Harry Potter class, Timothée Chalamet, these young actors, they're handling this game completely different. And a lot of us older actors are kind of looking at this like, oh, we could do that? we didn't know we could do that.
But they're paving the way for change in that industry, which is exactly what needs to happen.
Long overdue. Long
overdue. To be sure.
Let's see here. They want to talk about the Met. I don't want to talk about it. Do you guys want to talk about
no.
it?
No, God, not at all.
God, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah. I'd rather much talk about a popcorn bucket.
Sounds more fascinating.
More interesting to me. Yes, indeed.
This is one of the ways that they have found. It's no longer they're trying. It works. They're getting people to come to movie theaters because of these popcorn buckets and everything.
Collector's edition things.
Oh, that's
funny.
It's there's been a handful of them, and certainly any big movie now you've got to have your marketing team come up with some kind of creative gimmick. Idea for yeah a gimmick for yep. a popcorn bucket. It's kind of funny. It's kind of cool.
Hey. I'm sorry, real quick, James. The movie industry has, through its history, had some great gimmicks. It's always been there. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I love it when they come up with fun ones like these that really seem to be doing something.
Okay, Smell-o-vision.
Exactly. Oh, yes.
But this is, in my mind, and I don't know, this was the connection I just made. This is almost like the Happy Meal toy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, true. That totally makes sense, right?
Right?
Yeah. Oh, you're 100% right.
Yeah, because we don't have them anymore like we did, especially in the 90s, where you would go just to get the whole series of things from the movie.
Of Muppet Babies. Yes, yeah. I did that. That's why I know they did one on Muppet Babies. I collected all of them. Yes, I did.
Well, I had to go for all of them from like The Emperor's New Groove or those movies when they were coming out. You had to get all the little action figures or all the little whatever they were.
Totally.
I don't even remember.
We were so poor and so broke, and I tried so hard to collect all the Star Wars McDonald's cups. I wanted those so bad. I loved
those. I remember
those,
yeah.
Those were great. a while back, I tried to pitch to McDonald's an adult Happy Meal where it just comes with like a pack of cigarettes and a thing of oil.
Engine oil?
Yeah, yeah.
Use it for whatever. Yeah. You know. Only limited by your imagination.
Burger, fry, and some oil.
Maybe if it was the little figurine as a keychain, you might have something.
Oh,
there.
See, now that would work.
I should have thought of that. I should have talked to you beforehand.
You would have made it then, James.
Ruined my meaning. You.
Totally would have bought it then.
So the next movie to be doing the popcorn bucket thing, the bucket that Regal Cinemas came up with for Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, might be the coolest one yet because you have to open it with two keys.
Ooh.
Oh, now that's cool.
That is cool.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So it's a nod, for those that have not seen the movie, it's a nod to the basically the big baddie in the movie, which is AI. In this big machine, and the only way to operate it is with two keys, which is very a la any nuclear movie. I don't know, they just show you the bucket, but I like that it's describing to the audience.
It looks like a capsule.
Yes,
that's right.
So it's got a lid, and it's see-through in the middle.
It's see-through in the middle.
Yep.
I like
and,
that.
And it's got a top and a bottom, and you must have to open the top with two keys?
Yeah, to get to your popcorn.
Cool.
That's pretty creative.
Right.
That's pretty good.
And it takes two people, because it's big enough that you'd have a hard time holding it without, someone else's hand on it.
Right.
That's pretty cool, actually.
So bring a friend to the theater.
The Final Reckoning, and boy, I say final in parentheses, hits theaters May 23rd. I will say this. Tom Cruise, for all that can be said, and I could say plenty about that guy off the field and everything, he pretty much, if he says it, he sticks to it. Like, this is, you know, for whatever you want to say about this guy, he doesn't really put on airs, in, right. again, in parentheses, as far as, like, trying to come across a certain way. Right. He is very image conscious. He's been very, you know, clear about that in his career and everything.
Right.
But if he says, no matter what, pandemic or not, I'm not releasing Top Gun, no matter what the studio tells me or anything, I'm not releasing Top Gun until it can go into theaters. Like, he did. That's what he did. Mm-hmm. And he said it would save the movie industry. And it kind of did.
Mm-hmm. It certainly helped, yeah.
I'm not looking to give Tom Cruise any credit here or anything, but I do believe you have to give credit where it's due.
Right.
Yeah. And this is a guy who has bet on himself since he jumped on Oprah's couch, and it worked. And it's... Mm-hmm. You think about in the day and age that we're in, where any of us could get canceled any second now for something we did 4 or 5 years ago or something like that that we don't even remember. And this guy's jumping on Oprah's couch, the Scientology, all of these things, and people still will go to see Mission. This movie will do great. This movie will sell out like crazy. That's just unheard of. I dare you to come up with a comp to this guy. It boggles the mind when you approach the industry the way so many of us do as performers, and like, how do I get a career? What's that one little thing I could do that nobody else is doing that is going to get me seen or get me noticed or something like that? And God help me, don't mess up, James. Don't post the wrong thing. Don't kill your career before it even happens. And this guy is just, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Tom Cruise is just Tom Cruise. I'm not saying any of this is a critique to him or a positive. Mm-hmm. I just am marveling at it.
Right.
Because you could not do this. I couldn't sell that movie. Like, I got this guy, he's an actor, he does this, this, and this, and yet still has one of the biggest, if not the biggest, box office star of all time. Mm-hmm. There's no way that could happen. It's insane to me. And I will see that movie. Not in the theater, though. Although I wouldn't mind that popcorn bucket.
But that'd be kind of cool.
And that's probably the only way you'll get it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I still want the Deadpool Wolverine one I never got. I'm still mad about that.
And I don't have room in my cupboard.
And I don't know if I'm mad about this or not. I got to be honest with everybody. I have not pre-read this story. I actually had not heard about it. I heard a little bit of rumblings about this, but I didn't know they were this far along in the process.
Okay.
It's been 27 years since one of the worst sequels of all time, Blues Brothers 2000, hit theaters. And maybe it's been long enough that the Blues Brothers brand can be rebranded.
Mm-hmm.
The families of Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi are actually planning a full-on universe in the coming years that'll include TV shows, movies, music, and live events.
Oh, dear.
And it all comes down to one of Seth's favorite initials, IP. It's just something you reference.
Yes, it's very true.
It all kicks off with a graphic novel called The Blues Brothers, The Escape of Joliet Jake. There's no publication date. Dan will have editorial oversight and will write a foreword for the book. Of course, John passed away, sadly, in 1982.
Right.
Now, there's a part of me that this is my life. The Blues Brothers. Mm-hmm. Like, this is one of the earliest memories I have, is doing the Blues Brothers dances with my dad, or watching the sketches on SNL, or seeing the movie. There may not be a movie I've watched more in my life than the Blues Brothers. Just with it being on WGN.
I was going to say, wasn't it like every day on WGN?
Every day it was on WGN. And when you only had one channel, you were watching that movie a lot. I adore that movie. I could repeat almost every line in that movie right now. I never saw The Blues Brothers 2000. I didn't get a chance to. I didn't see it because of any reasons other than it just slipped through the cracks mm-hmm. on me. There's a part of me that thinks this is one of those few things that ages well in comedy, that could do well, and I could see it, you know, being okay. And there's a part of me that loves the idea of younger generations loving these movies and maybe going back and seeing the mm-hmm. original and everything. I think right. that's really cool. I also feel like it died with John. Like, I don't know that you're going to find anybody. You could get Jim Belushi out there. They tried. You yep. can get John Goodman, who is one of the greatest, funniest people I've ever seen in my life. They ain't John. And I'm sorry, I don't say this with a lot of stuff, but this is one of those things for me that I can't see anybody. I couldn't see Robin Williams doing that role. There's nobody in my mind that can do what John Belushi did. And I just, in that factor, good luck casting that, because there's yeah. I'm not alone on this right. one.
No. In fact, and I saw it when it came out, Blues Brothers 2000, and it's not a good movie. It's not. It really isn't. But I will give it one thing. The musical performances in it are fun, and they're great. You're right. The thing that didn't work was the fact there was no John Belushi. That was that. You have to say that. That was the problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the when all the and basically it was just a vehicle to put as many acts as you could.
Yeah.
Especially at the end when there's a giant band of, you know, like everyone you can think of, you know, that wanted to be in the movie kind of thing. That part, if they could just cut out like the drama parts of it and just play like a concert film.
So it should just be a musical.
It should just be the music and mm-hmm. stuff. That is cool. Just watch the clips. They're fun. But yeah, the rest of the movie, yeah, no, thanks.
I can't say anything because I've seen neither of these.
Mm. Yeah, well, there you go.
I will say the one thing that doesn't get talked about with the Blues Brothers is not only it's one of the greatest comedies of all time, I think, and one of the most well-written comedies of all time. It paved the way for every single Wayne's World, It's Pat, like every SNL movie that was made where they took a character and made it. It all starts with that. You don't get any of those if this movie isn't successful.
Exactly. In fact, it kickstarted the whole thing, which is interesting because more often than not, those movies have not either done well critically or in the box office. There's mm-hmm. only been a couple that have been big hits, like Wayne's World. I mean, that was one of the other huge ones that came out of it. But
300 miles, got a full tank of gas and a pack of cigarettes.
Yep,
hit it.
And we're wearing sunglasses.
We're wearing sunglasses. Yes. I missed the greatest part of the line.
That poster, by the way, was on many college dorm rooms when I was in college. You saw that poster a lot.
Gotta love that movie. Wanted to talk a little bit about the newest edition or the latest play show coming up over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, and that is Noises Off.
Yeah.
That is the final to celebrate the 50th season of WRCT.
Great way to wrap it up.
Had a great first week of the run, Melissa, and you guys are going to be back at it Thursday.
Yes, back at it Thursday. We're actually having our line. It's our mid-show run through.
I always called that the sandwich rehearsal.
There you go, sandwich rehearsal.
I think that sounds. I like that. Sounds better. It. Yeah.
Yep. But we gotta. It'll be a full run because of there's so much in this show.
God, yes.
It's so prop heavy. It's mm-hmm. so. The set is a prop. The props are. We have props everywhere. And the actors need to get back in the swing of things, along with the cast. You know, the crew and lights and sound. Everybody. It's a big show, and we're having so much fun. I am so
That's
proud.
The best part.
I am so proud of this cast and crew. They are absolutely fantastic. Fabulous. I don't even have the words. I'm so proud
of
them.
Well, I have words here, and mark the date, everyone. Because this is genuine. This is genuine. It's because of the director, Melissa Kay. Everyone needs to give you a big round of applause. We're not going to do it now, but people should, because this was. I was talking to Laura the other day, and I was like, I would not have directed this in a million years. I that's why I appreciate so much not only you taking it on, but doing it and doing it so fantastically. So congratulations, Melissa. You earned it. Well done.
Mm-hmm. Now I feel bad for being mean to you.
My plan nice. All along.
That's the only reason he was nice. The guilt factor that you can put on somebody when you're nice to somebody that's mean to you. It's worth it.
I genuinely appreciate that set.
Oh, she's flipping it back.
It's real. Okay, so we actually like each other.
Yeah,
now true. And then. It happens.
Spoiler alert, everybody. They look behind the curtain.
We don't always fight.
No, we don't.
But no, that's very nice of you to say, but I could not have done it without the fabulous cast and crew that I had. Christine Sullivan and Penny Weiss that were rocks during this entire, and Jeff Friday with the designing and his crew and building the set. I mean, we could not have done it without the fabulous crew and cast that we have.
Excellent.
Get your tickets. We'll meet you at the theater for Noises Off. It comes back this Thursday, 7 o'clock show, Friday, 7 o'clock show. Everything wraps up this Saturday with a 2 o'clock matinee. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. And, of course, sign up for the WFHR newsletter, where our team is hard at work putting this thing together. So we got a new edition for you to show up in your email box tomorrow at noon.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You can sign up on WFHR.com or WIRI.FM.
That's right.
Both places will get you the same newsletter in your inbox. It's free and it's local. We report on as much local happenings and news that we can.
Yep.
some great reporting being done there, and it is your one-stop shop for Central Wisconsin news. Sign up for it and spread the word about it, everybody. Mm-hmm. Make sure that we get everybody in this community signed up.
We may have some exciting things on the horizon.
Oh, that's true. Uh-huh. Yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Be listening for that, everybody. Mm-hmm. Get to WFHR.com right now. Bookmark that page and sign up for the newsletter. We appreciate y'all doing that. We'll be back with more show coming up mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Mm-hmm. This article starts out, if they reopen Alcatraz, I can't believe that's an actual statement in 2025. What are we doing? What is going on in society right now?
Mm-hmm. It would not only cost an exponential amount of money to try to reopen that as a prison. It would also be a huge loss of income because of the museum that it is.
Right.
And the tourism and the economy there would greatly suffer.
This will never happen.
No.
This will never happen. I will put my name on this. You can take this and rub it in my face if you like, if it does. But I feel dang confident that will never, ever happen.
Yep.
But nor should it.
The fact that we have to talk about it is ridiculous enough. We just got done building a brand new jail here because the old jail, which isn't nearly even a half as old as Alcatraz is, was not safe for the, not talking about the people that were using the jail as far as that did something
wrong. Inmates. Mm-hmm.
Not the inmates, the officers
the
running
staff.
It. Now imagine the staff that you're going to have to fill for Alcatraz and how unsafe that would be just in general. Just their job is already unsafe, let alone in a prison that hasn't been used in over 50-60 years. Why do people put up with this?
Yeah.
And why are we talking about it?
Why it got shut down is because it was too expensive to run.
I really try very
Let's
hard
talk
to
about
do
waste,
these things.
Fraud, and abuse.
I really try not to give time to this stuff that doesn't deserve our time.
Right.
So the idea of this having this super prison or some of these things and everything, I don't know. There's some people that want to put this lady there, and this is wild. I'm saying that sarcastically. A 68-year-old woman in Switzerland was in court yesterday accused of repeatedly feeding Leo, her neighbor's cat. Over a 10-month period. That's
what?
It. That's what she was brought to court for
she
feeding her neighbor's cat.
To court for feeding the
yes.
cat.
The woman lives in the same building as Leo, and she hasn't just been feeding Leo. She has let him into her apartment, and she even added a cat flap to her door so that Leo could come in and out as he pleases. Leo's owner was not cool with this, and the things escalated over those 10 months. Naturally, the biggest issue was that Leo liked his new digs and never wanted to go home. Under Swiss law, and this is interesting, so under Swiss law, cats are, quote, other people's property, and systematic feeding and giving of a home to another person's cat is considered, quote, unlawful appropriation. The woman is
stealing.
Facing,
it's stealing, yeah.
The woman is facing several fines, which could exceed over $5,000.
Whoa.
Well,
I mean,
the cat.
She made that choice. Ah. It does. That does seem a little wrong, like putting in a cat flap for someone else's cat.
Get a cat.
Get your own cat. Yeah. Also, why is that? I mean, I guess people do let their cats outside, so I can't really comment on that. But I don't know. That just seems really weird.
I love the idea of the cat doing this specifically so it could just mess with its owner. Or also just
get more food.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Which is something, outdoor cat, what do you call them? Wildcats, not wildcats. Cats that owners and they let them.
Feral cats.
Yeah, that's how they survive. That's how they live.
That is very true. By the way, a little side note here. Even though my last name is Swiss, my last name is Swiss indeed. And Switzerland, you know, sounds like an interesting place to visit and stuff like that. I am not interested in looking under the hood of that country.
Yeah.
Something tells me there's a lot of stuff I wouldn't want to know about in Switzerland.
I got my own stuff with that one.
I bet you do.
Yeah. You know, my people's got a little bit of that, but I agree with you overall. Actually.
Right, yeah.
Overall, yeah. That's a wild story. I'm actually going to be following this one. I want to see how this court case goes. I can't help myself.
Oh, that's funny.
It, who knows? It could end up being a new precedent, depending on where the judge goes and everything, because traditionally they go to the owner of the cat.
Right.
If they go a different route, that could change
things. Are they going to do the old Sullivan?
It sounds silly, I know, but it could change like some of the way that they approach that law over there.
Maybe the old Sullivan trick from the Bible, you know, bring out a sword and cut this cat in half, and you both get one half of the cat kind of thing.
I don't think that's going to be the way
probably not
go.
The way they want to do that.
Judge is just sitting there for like 5 minutes. Please, somebody make a decision. You're calling my bluff. You're calling my bluff. Please.
Yeah, please call my bluff.
This isn't a real sword.
They could clone the cat.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. We will
make an AI cat.
Oh, boy. There you go.
Why not? I just threw it out there like everyone else does. AI everything, right?
Oh, instead of meow, it barks.
Hey, you've got to
tell
dog.
Them apart somehow.
We will get to our news, sports,
Moo.
And partner break. Be back with more show. Morning Show, WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We are here, but we want you here as well. Audience participation is demanded right now.
Wow.
Well, pretty strong. Pretty strong demand.
Really like it if you called it. Because I think you guys are going to want to. This is an interesting one.
Right.
Words and phrases that are overused so much they are meaningless.
All right.
My sister loved the word love. Loved it. And as a little kid, said it all the time. Love this, love that, love you, love that. I remember my Nana talking to her about, well, Jillian, you use a word too much. It loses its meaning. It doesn't have as much significance.
Right.
And Jill just, oh. So then she like went forever without saying it.
Oh.
And wouldn't say it at all and everything. Yeah. And then just went the other way. But I think that Nan had a point there about the words and you know, what they mean and how mm-hmm. much meaning is put to them. I think context and tact, all these things come into play.
Mm-hmm.
And that being said, what are some of the ones we could stop saying now? We're done with these. They have lost all of them. People have started a list online as far as words have lost kind of all their meaning. And not in any particular order, so we'll just write right at the top, longer than usual wait times.
Oh, yes, yeah. That has lost all meaning.
Yeah.
Because what is usual?
Yeah, first of all, you know, the kind of...
Was that always a hustle? That's
yeah.
always been a
probably.
Hustle.
Probably. Yeah,
it's
probably.
They're just setting you up for however long it takes.
Right.
You can wait.
Right.
AI and powered by AI. Even our new fridge is powered by AI. So
what?
It really hasn't lost a lot or hasn't. It doesn't have the impact it used to. It doesn't have that the meaning.
A1, right? That's what you're talking about. A1.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, AI. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I read that one wrong. I thought it was a one. Sorry.
Well, it's supposed to be a selling point, and it used to be, and now it's kind of like something people are like, meh, I don't know if I want.
It's a bubble, just like everything else. It's when you got tired of hearing cryptocurrencies and pivot to video.
Crisis. When everything is a crisis, nothing is a crisis.
Crisis. Yes. Very good. Yes.
My biggest problem with 24/7 news mm-hmm. is the idea of breaking news that is not breaking news.
New crisis every 10 minutes.
Breaking news. A celebrity broke a toenail. Like, that is not breaking news. That is not, you know, and because
although,
of that.
Technically, it is breaking news because they broke something.
Fair
but
point.
It's not the...
Well done. Well done. It loses its meaning.
That's the only way we should use that from now on. Breaking news. Seth broke his arm.
That's right.
Sorry, James.
Breaking news. I literally just broke something right now. It loses its meaning.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. when we do need people to pay attention to actual breaking news, they're numb to it now.
Right.
Yep.
Yep. And by the way, it's like crying wolf.
Yeah.
And nobody is worse at this than ESPN. Nobody. Nobody is worse at this.
They are terrible. You're right.
Okay, but what are you watching ESPN for?
Oh, no, I mean like just like the app, the updates, everything.
Oh.
Breaking news. So-and-so ain't playing tonight. Like, it's not breaking news. That's like, you know, the actual breaking news matters. And it's lost all its meaning with mm-hmm. that. So
for
now,
sure.
I would guarantee, and I'd love again to hear from anybody out there, when you hear breaking news,
what's your reaction?
Yeah, how mm-hmm. quickly are you...
That's a good point, yeah.
Cleanse products and detox detoxifying.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Those have been such a buzzword and like a, what do you want to say? Like a quick fix for all your health problems.
Yes.
You can just do a cleanse.
Right.
Well, no, you can't.
Bring back the old way of using that. I'm going to now cleanse my hands. into the bathroom to cleanse my hands.
I'm going to take a shower to cleanse my
myself,
body.
Yes.
The when I worked at GNC, that was a big one. That was like every day I worked there. Yeah. I said that word many times.
Well, how could you not? And when you're in that, that's the industry should be using it in. Yes.
Huge part of their
but
sales.
It's also a big part of I don't want to say scam, but can we say snake oil?
Yeah.
I mean, some of those are just
caveat
garbage.
Emptor, right? Yeah. Buyer beware.
Yeah. Unfortunately, for any good products, there were about four or five other ones that were exactly that.
So
yeah. Yeah. Now, there's a couple of these here that I lean on, too, that are bothersome to me because of the way that they have been numbed. We become numb to them or they've lost the meaning that they had, like woke. Which is I agree with this list. It has gotten numb and it has lost all of its meaning, but not because we've overused it.
It's because it's been misused.
It's been
co-opted,
been
whatever you want to call
it's
it.
Been
yeah.
Poached. Yeah. It's been poached. We can say that. It's been poached. And it's not the only word or only term that has. And it's not as if this isn't done by the other side of the aisle either. Both sides do this with words or terms or anything. Hey, that's working for them. We're going to take it and twist it.
Right.
Because this is a game to them.
Right.
To the majority of these politicians, this is a game.
Because they're just trying to pit the people against each other.
They got one main job. Keep their job. That's their job. That's
they're
to
not
them,
working for the people.
To them.
Yeah.
They're to us, and the way this whole thing is supposed to work, we're their job.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we're doing, what we say goes. Mm-hmm. We the people.
Mm-hmm.
But to most politicians, it's not that case. It's much more, hey, how do I keep my job? What do I do to keep my constituents happy enough to where I can keep doing what I'm doing, while also the money in my pocket keeps coming?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's where you get a term that I think is beautiful, like woke, that comes from a beautiful place, that has true meaning behind it. If you don't know what suffering is, you do not understand how important that word was.
Right.
If you have never, ever, never been isolated because of what you are or something along those lines, well, among many things, you don't understand what that word truly meant to many of us when it was first being used. Before it was taken into what it is now to mean something that it doesn't. The way that they have skewed these things, where all anybody who has ever come out of the other side from this word has wanted is equality.
Mm-hmm.
Not more. Equality. Just the bare dang minimum. That's all anybody has been asking for, and they have taken this word and turned it into, look at what they're trying to take away from you. Look at how they're trying to take power away from the white man, and all these things and everything. Oh, God forbid. Oh, the sky's falling. Nope. Not the case. Still a lot of white people in power. Still a lot of that going on.
Sounds like a crisis.
Yeah. they've done it with this. They've done it with other things, like gaslighting. Gaslighting is a terminology that is important, and everybody should know the actual term and of not only the terminology of it, but what it is, and to be aware of it.
It's happening.
So if it happens to you, or God forbid, you're doing it to somebody else.
Yes.
But now it's become a term that people even make
just
jokes
throw
about.
Around.
Just throw
yeah.
around. Like,
yeah.
They that's the other part of this, Melissa, that I get I'm getting frustrated about. Not just the co-opting and poaching of words, but then being so just blasé with them and just throwing them around like they don't mean anything. Or making jokes about them or something like that. Like, I got a great sense of humor, and I got a dark sense of humor.
Well, and sometimes that's the thing. There's a dark sense of humor. Like, I mean, I just made a joke earlier about a serial killer, being a name in your family that you don't want to use. And yes, I mean, dark humor has its place, but when it becomes commonplace and overused, it loses all meaning.
Mm-hmm. One that I hear a lot of younger people use that just I don't think I've ever actually rolled my eyes, but inside my head I am. My truth. There's already a word for it. It's called opinion.
And it's interesting. And again, it's a word and a phrase, term, I guess is what I should say, that, it has something to it,
Yeah.
Because truth is truth, I'm not going to get into that, never mind. But you're right,
Well,
but
when
you
say owning the way that you feel about something.
Right. At the same time, the pitfall with it is saying, my truth, and that's all the only truth. is what my truth is,
kind of
thing.
My way or the highway.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You can be, like, a lot of these things can be used in different contexts, of course, kind of thing.
I guess I haven't really heard that one a whole lot.
Younger folks, maybe? Yeah, use that a little bit more? Maybe? I don't know. But
influencer. Just tell us you're trying to hawk something. Just tell us, you know.
They have the good and the bad. I mean, because influencers have done good things.
It's old as the old peddler. Yep. That's basically what it is. It's just a new form of an old job.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, Melissa, sometimes it's good stuff. Yep. Sometimes they bring the copper
kettle that you need. Yep. And sometimes they bring the ointment that is just useless.
Yep.
Another one that I think falls into some of the categories we've talked about here, thoughts and prayers.
Oh, God.
When tragedy happens, there's not really a great blueprint of, hey, this is what you say, this is how you handle it. We're all in the same situation with that. So I think it's understandable to have a go-to phrase, if you will, that you're just quick to say because you don't know what else to say. Mm-hmm. And you feel like you have to say something. And I think that's human nature. Thoughts and prayers sounds good. It sounds like, hey, I'm covering all these bases. I'm doing something nice here. But again, it's been used so much. And the one that I really I take a TV reporters. I've never heard a TV reporter say this, and actually, I felt like they meant it. Like I feel like they're just reading lines on a cue card, and I feel like that is a big part of what has hurt this.
Or a politician.
Oh God, yes. Yeah. Oh, that one for sure. Yeah.
And really, it's become disingenuous.
Yep.
Because it's been used in situations where it shouldn't have been used, and it shouldn't have been said.
I can't use it anymore. Not even if I mean it, because the feelings are there. Mm-hmm. I can't use it anymore because it is completely meaningless.
Yeah.
Now we keep hearing it, nothing happens, and it is completely meaningless. If you're still using it, I think you're a liar.
Yeah,
basically, that's what I'm thinking now. You don't mean that. You're just saying that because you need to cover your butt.
Right, and you don't know what else to say.
Yep, that's it.
If you're going to say something, it should come from a place of genuine concern and genuine thoughts.
I think one of the things that I agree completely with you, Melissa. One of the things that I think is interesting to me about it is it tells you right away that it's not necessarily really a good go-to or something like that. Is if I come to Seth and I tell him something tragic that happened to my family, he's not going to look at me and say, "Oh, thoughts and prayers." Like,
no,
you wouldn't say that to somebody.
No, you really wouldn't.
It's not really a term or a phrase or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just something that we say to the masses.
Or that you type out on a keyboard.
Yes,
Or you write in a card.
And if we can just look at it like that, I don't think it's so bad. I don't think it's such a bad thing. I think it's more when I hear it verbally, and to Seth's point, I am automatically, I'm like, all right, well, they're just phoning it in. Yeah, they're not basically. Artisan. Artisan is one of those words that has lost complete meaning.
My artisan bread. Have you had my artisan milk?
Yes.
Have you had my artisan cream pie?
Oh, but you haven't had my artisan cereal yet. No. My artisan cereal. It comes from Tuscany.
My artisan M&Ms. Did you know they had those?
All of those things get overused, though. I mean, really, when you come down to it, and you gotta, it's like everything's pretty. You know, I mean, we could say that about any descriptive word.
Party. I when you first said artisan, James, though, my mind went to, and this is just because I guess I'm old or something. I have an old mind. I don't know. I go to like the people who actually make things, like an artisan.
Oh,
a person who is an artisan.
Like in the trades.
Yeah, exactly. In a skilled trade. Not, it's like, my artisan bread.
Well, that's where my brain went too. And I was like, why are you guys picking on this? Like, what is it?
Yeah. Like, no,
I know a lot of artisans and they're awesome people.
The marketing artisan. Yes. That's what we were talking about. Yes.
And finally on the list, bruh. Bruh.
My son.
Bruh.
Where have I gone wrong with my youngest son?
Bruh.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Now you've just ruined it for everybody out there.
Yeah, I really have.
Yeah, thank you, actually. Maybe that'll help.
That's
or the new one, the Pliz. from my youngest.
I remember that one. I
have some chiz.
No, I don't know what that is.
Is sus still a thing? Is that still
a yeah, thing? Okay. Sure.
So yeah, my kids still use that one.
Yeah, yeah. I had a little one just order a cheeseburger. Not a cheeseburger. It was a cheeseburger. And when the
isn't that at the Billy Goat? Isn't that what they call
it? When the waitress delivered it, she's like, "Here's your cheeseburger." Oh. And she got such a huge grin on her face. It was so sweet. Nice. Thank you, El Cafe.
Very good. Very good.
Great waitress. Great waitress. We will take time out. We'll come back, wrap up the show. Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Mm-hmm. It's been a really fun couple of hours.
Yeah.
We appreciate y'all doing that. Spread a word about the show and our new hours and everything, everybody. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you doing that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Got some good stories that they didn't get to in our schedule, of course, want to touch on. And I want to remind everybody that Playmakers is going to be live and direct today from 4 to 5 over on WIRI.
105.5.
Go check it out, everybody. Join us with your sports takes and feelings. It's our live call-in show. We do this thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Big thank you to them for that.
Yes, indeed.
4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Playmakers. speaking of 105.5, tomorrow at 4:20, we'll have some softball on the radio dial for you. Tri-County at Port Edwards.
Ooh.
And then on Friday, 4:20 start time for Port Edwards at Nakusa.
That's right. It's abbreviated Playmakers that day. Still figuring out what we're going to do with that.
Yeah,
but you'll hear what we do.
Mike and Seth will be covering those games for you. You'll hear what we do.
You'll hear what we do.
That's a great line, man. That's good.
Somebody write that down.
Somebody, please. catch the home of high school sports. It's WIRI over there.
We've got a lot of Central Wisconsin, stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, it is Wednesday. I do believe we know what that means around here.
It means, let me read this right, see if we get this correct. It's B-I-N-G-A. Oh, I got it wrong. No, bingo, everyone.
I thought you were going to say zero.
Bingo.
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 You missed the perfect opportunity. Bingo. We set you up.
It was the old Three Stooges. Yes. Hello, 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 yes. Kind of thing. That's very good.
Late to the party as usual.
And she doesn't like me anymore. Doors open at 5 p.m. Bingo starts at 6:30 over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, 430 West Jackson Street. Get there early. Get your parking spot. Get your chair. Ready to go.
Bring your trolls.
Bring your
Melissa, we had something else wanted to touch on, too.
Yes, we have a special fundraising, a special event featuring Wisconsin author Mike O'Connor, who will present his book, Badger Aces. Now, this is this Thursday, May 8th at 10 a.m. It's at Renaissance by Renis, and that is located at 1500 Pepper Avenue here in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. This book highlights the remarkable stories of World War II fighter planes who earned the prestigious title of Ace, a designation given to pilots who successfully shot down five or more enemy aircraft during combat.
Mm.
Now, the admission is free and light refreshments will be served. It's open to the public. It's over there at Renaissance by Renis. Again, that's Thursday at 10 a.m., May 8th.
I don't know how they actually hit another plane with the planes they had and how they did. I don't even know how you like made contact when you were dogfighting.
Yeah.
That's just the idea that they
without
did so many.
Hit. Yeah. Right,
exactly. That is just boggles my mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's remarkable.
Yep.
I want to remind everybody of a couple of things we have going on over here at the station. We've got Rafters pocket schedules.
We
do. They're cute.
Hot off the presses, everybody.
They're so adorable.
Big thank you to our friend Matt and Hat dropping some of these off. And we encourage you guys to come on by, say hi to Pam, pick up a Rafters schedule, make plans, and we'll meet you at Winterfield this summer.
Yeah, and it shows all the weekday promotions, all the games. This is so great.
Sometimes Melissa's naivete with sports is delightful.
It is
absolutely delightful. Like, it's so cute. I love that.
It makes me
smile.
They've
been using these for like decades, these pocket schedules.
I just like them. They're cute.
I love it.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say it's a bad thing. I love it. That's what I'm saying.
All right, fine.
Seth, we have another thing going on here at the station that we've been doing for about a month or so now. We're collecting items for our local pets out there and trying to help out.
Right. Little Sharp Charlotte's Animal Rescue, of course, where they are looking for blankets, towels, dog and cat food, treats, toys, kennels and crates, garden hoses, and other cleaning supplies. We have extended this to the end of May to the 31st for this one. You can drop off those items here at 1690 2nd Avenue South, right on the roundabout, or from the Ground Up Coffee House at 250 West Grand, or Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue. All three places are collecting those supplies to help our friends at Little Charlotte's Animal Rescue.
Thank you very much to everybody who's already donated. We really appreciate you doing that, everybody. And I wanted to real quickly just mention this. Our friends at Members Advantage Credit Union have their home buyer seminar coming up. It is going to be going on tomorrow at 6:30 over at Midland Memorial Library.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity to ask questions for new home buyers that are just even thinking about starting the process. They'll have some great, very educated people there to answer those questions for you, don't they, James?
Yes. Be sure to stop on down there. Make plans to be able to be a part of this, everybody.
And it's not opening up for you now.
Darn it!
Brian, Amber, and
Trina,
Trina are going to be down there, all very good at what they
Realtor,
do.
Realtor, title guru, and...
loan officer.
Loan officer, thank you.
Title guru is such a
great... I know, we giggle that about that title.
Is that her actual... I know it's not her actual job description. I love that, though,
They have a great relationship, and they work so well together, and they're a hoot. So they will answer all of your questions, bring them, and find out. This is free.
Yep.
Sign up, let them know that you're coming by going to Facebook and going to you can go to McMillan Memorial Library if you'd like, or Members Advantage. They both have it on their page. And you can register that way and let them know that you're coming.
Yep.
It'll be going on tomorrow from 6:30 to 7:30, the free home buyer seminar at McMillan Library. Be sure to check that out, everybody.
Yeah.
Some world good stories to get to. The Vatican announced one of Pope Francis's Pope Mobiles is being transformed into a mobile health clinic for kids in the Gaza Strip.
What?
Whoa. They said it was one of his final wishes before he passed away last month.
Oh, as if I didn't already have a lot of respect for that man.
Wow. That is amazing.
It's absolutely.
I got no words. I know. I'm flummoxed.
It's beautiful. a farmer from Minnesota named David D. Cook found a. Oh yeah, we talked about this one. He found a 13.8 carat diamond.
That looked like a candy wrapper.
Wow, I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's a good one.
Wow.
A woman in North Carolina is trending after a random guy pulled up next to her car and asked about her bumper sticker that said, "I stop for goats." She thought he might be some kind of creep, but it turned out he had a bunch of baby goats in the back of his truck, and he just wanted to make her day, which he did.
Oh, baby goats in his truck.
That's
not a common bumper sticker.
Yeah, no, it's not. That's very weird. Hey, do you want to see my goats?
How many times?
I got some right here.
How many times I've used that line and it has not worked for me?
It wasn't that lady. That's the thing. It's not enough bumper stickers.
Yeah. You got to watch for the right bumper sticker.
Yes. That's right. I didn't have any goats either. I didn't. That's great. That's a great word. With the amount of cameras we have nowadays and everything, how do we not have video of that? I want video of that.
Seriously, come on. I want to see the goat mobile.
Goat mobile.
An 18-year-old girl in Texas named Ella Walker had surgery on her spine last month after a trampoline injury. Oh, no. She's okay, but it meant she'd miss her senior prom. So the hospital made sure that didn't happen. The nurses surprised her with her own prom. They invited her friends, did the same roaring 20s theme that the real prom had going. And doctors even let her take her brace off to do photos.
Nice. Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, my gosh.
There are people that are saying, I just looked at a little bit of this story and everything, and there are people that are saying that they couldn't, students that are saying they couldn't tell that she wasn't there. They thought she was there because they saw pictures of her, and they're pictures. Like, oh, look, she must have been there and we missed her or something like that. Like, they did that good of a job on the pictures, which she's going to remember what actually happened, of course. When you're going through the photos and stuff.
Cool prom theme.
Yeah.
The Roaring 20s. Yeah. I think we had, Enchantment Under the Sea or something like that?
Were you in Back to the Future?
God. That would have been much cooler.
Kudos to those healthcare professionals.
Absolutely.
We don't thank them enough. And what a way to go out of their way to make this girl's prom special. Wow.
100% agreed. Yeah. A big shout out to them and a thanks to them. And a thank you to you Melissa, because I didn't have you making that movie reference to end their show. That was perfect. It was wonderful. Great show today, you two.
You too.
Have a good day, everybody.